going back, bringing it back, all the way back to the OG.
Yep, yep.
The original.
Are we, is it, it's hard to tell because it's too small.
Yeah. No, well, it looks like it's expanding. Working.
Yeah, it's working.
Hell yeah, it's working.
Hell yeah.
You got that thing stretched out thin. How's it going, brother?
All right.
Looks like it's just you and me.
Yep, we got a El Fresco episode.
El Fresco.
El Dente.
El Dente. The El Dente just cooked a little shy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick is performing comedy and Ian is in Washington. And I should have called Skippy. Skippy come along?
Could have.
Yeah.
She's got a post though.
That's true. She's busy. She's probably busy. Yeah, so thanks for showing me a bunch of ice videos before I got on the podcast, because now I'm just fucking
I needed us to be in the right mindset for this episode.
Seething.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I went to Vegas this weekend.
Yeah, how was that?
Place is a nightmare. I mean, people are like, wow, it's great for people watching. I was like, yeah, if you like watching fentanyl addicts and fucking, you know, shit-faced people from the south.
Did you go to the underground city?
No, I stayed above ground the entire time.
You stayed above ground the entire time?
I stayed, as a matter of fact, I was on the ninth floor of one of the places.
That's old Vegas.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
Where'd you stay?
We stayed at the most moderate place possible, the Flamingo.
Wait, yeah. Is that Old Vegas or New Vegas?
No, it's New Vegas.
That's New Vegas.
Yeah, that's on the Strip. Okay. It's probably not going to be there a whole lot longer. They're holding on tight, but it's owned by Caesars. Yeah. So Caesars is right across the street, and they pretty much just knuckle up everything there.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I mean, it's crazy. Like, everything's got a crane on it.
I'm willing to bet, though, that maybe they lose money on that hotel as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But like, those people probably go to the buffet.
Oh yeah. Well, none of the hotels, it's all the money from the casino.
Yeah.
You know, the casinos just keep everything afloat.
Yeah.
Just people love vice, dude. But I sat and watched a horse race, like watch 11 races on a horse track one Saturday morning with my pops. It was pretty fun. And then we just sat there all day and watched football. And I was like, dude, this is living, you know? But first night there, I had to stay up until my nephew turned 21 Vegas time. And that was when I got up at like, you know, 5:30 in the morning to get on a flight to Vegas, and I was like, dude, I can't do this. And so the next night I was in bed at like 9 o'clock. I'm not doing Vegas like I used to.
Yeah
I've
only been to Vegas twice.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Where'd you stay? Do you remember?
Keith and I stayed at the Aria.
Uh-huh.
When we went,
fucking dope.
That was the first time we went. And the second time I went was for work.
Mm-hmm.
And they put us in the MGM.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you love it?
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really a gambler, so I didn't really gamble.
No. I mean, I'm like...
But I went and did some open mics. I went to their bathhouses.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
It was great, yeah.
Lovely
bathhouses. You open like Grindr, one of the apps like that. It's like people are in the hotel that you're staying in, so that was great, too.
Yeah, very nice. Damn, dude. Smorgasbord. What do you... Well, I mean, do you guys do the shows or do you do?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when me and Keith went, it was like we went and saw Cirque du Soleil, the Beatles show.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we went and saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Before we all realized that Bill Maher sucks, we went to go see Bill Maher.
That'll do it. Yeah. Where was he at?
He was at the MGM.
What was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the in-house, what do they call that? You do
the residency.
Residency there. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and then it was funny because we kept seeing posters for this guy, Terry Fader.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a puppet comic.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, who the fuck is this? I've never heard of this fucking guy. And then like I found out he was like in the finals of like America's Got Talent or some shit. And he immediately gets a residency in fucking Vegas.
Yeah, well, that's so like the dude at Flamingo was the guy that won America's Got Talent, apparently. And his thing is Piff the Magic Dragon. And it's just him and his little chihuahua. Apparently he's good. Drew saw him and said, or Drew watched him on like America's Got Talent. He came out, he goes, hello, I'm Piff. I'm sure many of you know my brother. Which was hilarious to me. But that's the end of what I saw. Apparently he's like a magic... Like deadpan British. I don't know. Maybe he's not even British. I don't know. Maybe he just has an accent.
Maybe he's just weird.
Maybe he's just weird. Maybe he just eats funny food.
Maybe he's from New Jersey.
Yeah, he could be a Jersey guy. What yeah, dude, that shit fucked me up.
What, the ice videos?
The ice videos, yeah. Watching people get beat up isn't fun.
Yeah.
Unless they're both agreeing to beat each other up. I like that.
Unless they're professionals.
Yeah, professionals or amateurs that are agreed to mutual combat.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I don't see. I used to be into that on like social media, mm-hmm. like watching like street fights and shit. But that quickly took over my algorithm.
Oh yeah.
And so I just stopped watching. What it started with, there was this Facebook page that would like talk about like Bruce Lee, and I started watching that.
And that'll do it.
And then it just slowly started turning into like street fights. And then it just fucking became like...
That's all it was.
Yeah. It just became like CCTV shit of like people in gas stations. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want this in my fucking feed.
Yeah, no, I don't want... And the thing is, too, it'll devolve into like drive-bys.
Yeah.
You know, here, watch this. Watch this gas station get robbed. Yeah. I'm like, what? No, I don't want to watch that.
So I had to spend like 6 months actively avoiding any kind of fucking video about like fighting. Like even UFC shit. Like I just had, I could not watch any fighting videos for like half a year.
Oh, that's hilarious. I just stick strictly to gay porn. Just so I can clean up my algorithm.
Which is trickling its way into Facebook.
Is it? Slowly but surely. Well, you showed me today.
I mean, it's not full out like hardcore, but I don't think it's far away.
No, it was... you showed me some stuff today that was... I mean, the group chat. It was interesting. Guys like Little Peters.
I was like, all right. So I keep getting these like weird like gay guy like Facebook groups, and it's always like a different thing, but the common thread is it's like gay guys, and it's just like, imagine being a guy that's like, I'm gonna join this group and secretly be horny with my friends, and then like your aunt gets like one of your posts from that group.
Yeah, dude, set your membership to private.
I don't think it matters anymore.
Yeah, probably not.
I honestly don't think it matters anymore.
I think the inmates are running the asylum. They're all focused on meta.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty funny, though. Yeah. I like the idea of someone's getting cross-posted onto their, on their Aunt Glenda's fucking...
on their Aunt Glenda's feed, and they're like, I have a small penis, but I don't care what your penis size is. I'll suck it no matter what.
No matter what. She's like, Jeffrey? Yeah. Just comments. Why would you do this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's funny. What do you think happens with the algorithm? I mean, eventually it's just going to be, because I mean, look, when I'm flying through, even when I'm coming back from Vegas, it's all like, when you get to security, they do a facial scan. So bam, they got me. Okay. Now, where's that information going?
I mean, that's probably going to somebody like Palantir or some shit.
Some spooky database.
Yeah.
And so eventually it's going to get to the point where it's going to be like Minority Report, where I walk into a place 100%. And they're like, John, thanks for stopping at the gap.
We're on our way to precogs.
Yeah.
Like we are on our way to that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's like. That's what it kind of feels like.
Yeah, we are on our way to that. They're going to start trying to predict when you're going to commit a crime, and they'll arrest you for something you haven't even done yet.
Right. Yeah, that's comforting.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome.
I mean, unless we get to like actual AI robots before that, and then if that happens, they'll kill us before we even get to that.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you know what's stupid though? Like in the 80s. There were like cool AI robots.
Oh yeah, dude.
You know, we had like Terminator.
Yeah, they're borderline servants.
And now we have iRobot. Like, can you imagine being fucking murdered by that dumbass robot?
One of those Boston Dynamic dogs that they're eventually going to sick on us. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Why is that?
I'm getting killed by a Pixar robot.
Yeah,
you
know? Dude. Wall-E just took me out.
At least make it fucking cool. Yeah, you know? Dude. At least make it like Terminator it like or some shit. Yeah, RoboCop. Give me a cool ass AI robot that's gonna murder me. Not this fucking stupid ass toy
give
shit.
Me even a T2 if you got synthetics.
Yeah, don't give me this like toy shit.
No, I don't want
that. Get the fuck out of here. No. I don't want to get killed by something that's in the Toys R Us aisles.
I don't want to get killed by anything you have to eventually replace any like oil.
I don't want
to
be killed by anything that was 3D printed.
I don't want to be killed by anything vinyl.
If I'm going to get killed by something, it needs to have been mass produced on a fucking assembly line.
Yeah, dude. Yes. Absolutely.
It needs to be a union made AI robot.
I want that
thing
to be union made. I want it hand riveted. You know what I mean? I want local U93 paint in that son of a bitch.
I want Teamsters to have made this fucking robot.
Yeah,
you know?
On a Tuesday when they were sharp.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday. Yeah. I
don't want some fucking 15-year-old in their fucking studio with a 3D printer.
Well, I liked that they mentioned the drone program that they're starting today. That was a fun one. They're talking about.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, they're going to do a drone program for surveillance, just, you know.
Oh, you know, just making sure everybody's safe.
I'm sure it is. It's so fucking spooky out there, dude. Oh, thank God I'm a white guy. But seriously, dude, it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
It's fucking, it's, I don't know, it's gross.
I was, so I the game Watch Dogs Legion,
mm-hmm.
it's like set in London, but it's like set, like not too far in the future, but like just a little bit into the future. And it's open world, so it's like GTA, but it's like a hacker game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically like, this is what we're going towards mm-hmm. with all this like technology and surveillance and shit. And there's just drones constantly. Yes. Like you're walking down the street, you just hear.
It's just constant. Wah, yeah, dude. Wah. Yeah. It's, they're annoying.
They're very annoying. And the thing is, like, a lot of them are like military drones. Mm-hmm. So they have like guns and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And you can like hack those. And
then, oh, yeah, I've seen you do that.
Yeah, and then you can, like, attack the other military drones.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to be drone hunting season.
Or my favorite move was always, like, to hack one of the cargo drones.
Yeah.
And then use that to fly around the city. And
that's fucking dope. Yeah. Why am I yawning like fucking crazy right now? I'm a brain fog.
Yeah.
Did you watch that fucking Bears-Packers game?
I didn't see
no.
it, no.
Oh, my God, dude. The Bears were down 21-3 in the fourth quarter and
yeah,
came back.
I saw the highlights. I saw the end. Yeah.
It was so fucking ridiculous. So many Bears fans.
Well, now they're talking about LaFleur's getting fired, maybe.
Well, that's what they said, but now the sounds like he might be getting extended. I mean, you got to think, man. He's like got a 650 win percentage, 700 win percentage. Yeah. He's been to the playoffs a bunch. You know, young, maybe. Who knows? I hope they keep him there forever. I really do.
I feel like he's one of those coaches that's too smart for his own good.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like I think he really understands the game at a mm-hmm. very high level, mm-hmm. but I think he sometimes gets a little too cute.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you might be. I mean, without question, I think that's accurate.
Because he clearly knows football. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like he clearly knows football. And he's got a great team.
Mm-hmm.
How is he not winning?
Well, I think, one of the main things is if they'd have had their main piece, you know, Michael Parsons,
sure.
that would have been super helpful.
Yeah, but their defense is still fucking sick. I mean, they still have Rashawn Gary. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. One thing I will say, he's an offensive coach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if he needs a better D coordinator. I don't know. I don't think
that's
the case
because
his defense is nasty.
I mean, what was the final score?
They scored a lot. It was 30-27
was
the final.
I thought it was like 24 or something, like 18 or something.
No,
shit.
No, because it was 21-6.
Okay.
Packers, they had 21. They ended up with 27, and I think it was 30-27. Okay. I think it was the final.
But I mean, I don't know. Even 34 points against a playoff team, the team that won your division.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure. With your best player out.
Right.
But it, you know, but what was nuts was afterwards because Ben Johnson goes back into the fucking locker room and is like, fuck the Packers. Fuck them. Fuck the Packers. And I'm like, dude, that is not what you do in the NFL. You know what I mean? Like, but then he doubled down today. He was like, well, we have a rivalry. I hate him. You know, I was like, Jesus Christ, you psycho. Like, you're a professional. You're in the NFL. They don't talk like that anymore. You know what I mean? Like, eventually your team's not going to be good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all of this.
Like next year.
Possible. They're going to be playing a first place schedule, dude. They're going to be playing a first place schedule.
Yeah. I mean, they couldn't beat us this year. Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't beat us this year. It's gonna have a hell of a time beating us next year.
Yep.
But it's I don't know. It was one of those games where I was like, that was the only game. I mean, it was a great game, but it was the only game that I watched. I was just like, I just fucking hope a plane hits this place. You know what I mean? That would have been the best.
Yeah.
But then I said that, my brother was like, dude, we're flying in 2 days, or we fly tomorrow. And I was like, oh God, I shouldn't say that.
Well, what's the I mean, the game's already over by then.
Yeah, that's true.
So it doesn't matter. At that point.
Yeah, but I think he was talking about the juju I threw out there. He didn't like the juju.
Yeah, but what is there to hijack to like destroy right now?
I don't think it would be anything. Nothing. It wouldn't be to destroy. It would be plane failure.
I mean, America is the plane right now.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think we're flying into Denmark. The Kingdom of Denmark. I love that there are still kings out there, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean...
That's hilarious.
That's what billionaires are, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
They're just fucking kings.
Yeah, pretty much.
At least that's what they want to be.
Yeah. That's a game
they
play.
I mean, they pretty much are that.
Yeah.
They don't... They never go to jail.
No.
They never fucking suffer any kind of consequences.
No. If they go to jail, they're mysteriously fucking hanged in their cells.
Yeah.
When the cameras don't work.
Yeah. So did you see Ohio State is just fucking leaking fucking their roster is like done. Like everybody's in the portal.
I saw a lot of boys like, jumping.
Pretty much everybody's in the portal.
Is it really?
I mean, that doesn't mean everybody's going to leave. Like that doesn't necessarily mean everybody's going to leave. Sure. But like, I would say about 50% of their roster is in the portal right now.
Well, you got to think they lost. They're losing three guys in the first round on defense. God knows they'll have other players taking another rounds, and they're going to have an exodus. But they're also recruiting right now.
I'm hearing that there's rumors Ryan Day's leaving.
Really?
Yeah. There's rumors saying that he's looking at NFL jobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. He is an NFL coach. I mean, he's one of the few college coaches that I could think of that would make that jump successfully.
Well, what I hear is like the Epstein heat is like kind of hitting them.
Ohio State?
Well, yeah, because their biggest donor is Les Wexner. Yeah. That's their biggest fucking donor. And if Les Wexner goes, I'm not going to say that that's all of their money, but that's a big chunk of their money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not going to be able to get all of the players. They're not going to be able to, like, manufacture super teams anymore.
Right.
They'll have to be more normal. They'll still be able to get big recruits, but they're going to have to, like, actually, like, fill the roster out with, like, role players.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Instead of just signing checks.
Yeah, instead of just, like, signing NFL players.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Yeah, no shit. Which is what Texas A&M did. Texas A&M did that. No, Texas A&M did that, too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now look at them. They got bumped in the first fucking round.
Yeah.
By Miami, who also bought all their players.
Well, Ohio State did that, too, and look at what happened to them. Mm-hmm. They got bumped in the first round. Yep. Or second round, technically. I mean,
it'll be interesting. I think he could make that transition, though.
Ryan Day.
Uh-huh. I mean, he runs a pretty professional organization right now.
I mean, he's efficient as a coach, but to me, he's a coordinator.
Maybe that's his jump.
I could never. I'm just thinking about myself. If I were a kid with talent looking for a school to go to,
mm-hmm.
Ryan Day does not inspire me at all.
No.
Like, he just does not inspire me at all.
No. But the thing is, too, is I've never been. I mean, you don't know what he's like as a recruiter, just not playing devil's advocate.
You can see on shit like that comes through on TV,
mm-hmm.
right? Like after 2024's game with the flag planting,
mm-hmm.
he was lost.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't seem to have exactly like control over the situation whatsoever.
Yeah. But no,
neither did Schrone for that matter.
But I think Schrone kind of wanted it.
I think he's probably right. Psycho.
Yeah. Also, he was too busy texting.
Yeah, he was probably texting. No, but I do think he could. And the thing is, too, what's hilarious about that, and maybe he brings Matt Patricia with him. And Matt Patricia's a defensive coordinator in the NFL again. And we get to play. The Detroit Lions get to play. Again, that'd be poetic. God, I'd love it. But it would make sense why he would hire a Matt Patricia as a defensive coordinator at Ohio State, though.
Yeah.
A guy with NFL experience that's clearly...
I mean, he showed that he's a good college defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And maybe he gets a head... That'd be funny if... They give that fat fuck a head coaching
job. I mean, he could probably be a head coach in college.
Sure, he could. I don't know. But yeah, no, dude, I can totally see Ryan. I mean, look at his record.
Yeah.
I mean, his record is nasty.
I mean, he inherited an NFL
Absolutely.
Team in college.
But... Absolutely. But, and yeah, I love that Harbaugh line. Some people were born on third base and they hit a home run.
But that's why I say I see him as a coordinator. I don't see him as a head coach. I don't think he's a builder of things.
I don't know.
If you give him talent, I think he can coach it. But if he has to like build it from the bottom up himself, I don't think he's going to be able to do that.
The thing is, like, he would have to be, I mean, coaches and GM are who hires coordinators. You know what I mean? It's not like you don't get a whole lot of buddy jump for that. He would have to go for a head coaching job, I would assume, right? Mm-hmm. He would only go for a head coaching job. Because, I don't know, maybe go for a coordinator job.
I don't know. You don't know that. I mean, a lot of coaches got fired.
Did you just hear this online?
Yeah, it's like kind of a rumor.
Oh, okay.
It's not like I haven't seen it on, like, and nobody's like reporting it.
Right.
But like I'm hearing whispers on the avenue.
Right.
You know?
Whispers on the Ave. Bubbles on the boulevard. Yeah, dude, I get it. That would be so fucking sweet if you took Matt Patricia to the NFL. I would love that. I hope we have him first game.
That's so funny. Did you see everybody's like accusing IU of cheating?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's coming out the gate. Everyone's coming out.
It's so fun. The main people doing that are the fan bases who have dominated college football for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, before you guys were on top, Michigan was on top.
Yeah.
And I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
And then for 20 years, Michigan was dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept my mouth fucking shut and I took my licks.
Mm-hmm.
So shut the fuck up and take your licks. Shut the fuck
up and take your licks. Dude, they pummeled Oregon. They pummeled Oregon. That was, I mean.
Oh, and but did you, so there's like some sign stealing shit that they're throwing out there.
Oh, okay.
But like what a lot of people are pointing to is the fact that Cignetti recruits older transfer players. Mm-hmm. So like their average age is like 23, mm-hmm. and the youngest team in the NFL, their average age is like 25. Mm-hmm. So like everybody, oh, he's got an NFL team. Well, it's like, so what?
Yeah,
that's not against the fucking rules.
No, yeah, exactly. I mean, and dude, that Mendoza is gonna go first.
Yeah,
you know he's gonna go. I think he's gonna be. He could be a decent pro. I mean, he's got some feet, not a lot, but you know, faster than some quarterbacks mm-hmm. in Detroit. But doesn't have the arm. But I think he could be a good quarterback. I do. I don't know about Dante Moore from Oregon. Mm-hmm. Little suspect. Little suspect. But he's a Detroit guy, so I got to root for him. I got to root for him. You just have to, dude.
Wasn't he the one that we were trying to get?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he ended up started at UCLA and then transferred to Oregon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's good. He's good. He's probably going to be one of the top three quarterbacks taken in this draft.
I feel like somebody that transferred out of Michigan went to UCLA.
I can't remember who that was.
I can't remember either. The one freshman corner. Fuck, what was his name? Jordan something. God damn it. I can't remember his name. Whatever. He went to Notre Dame.
Oh, really? Oh, the corner?
Yeah, the
corner. I just saw that today. I saw that today. That's crazy.
I was watching a YouTube video before you got here about all the transfers.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like the reason all those DBs went into the portal is because there was kind of like a purposeful purge happening.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't like the DBs here, huh? Uh-oh. We don't like the way you guys play.
They basically, I think the ones they wanted to stay ended up staying.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of sounds like.
Like, we're going to have a serious competition at cornerback room this year, and I don't see you competing very well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just DB in general, because it wasn't just DBs, it was safeties as well.
Yeah, safeties too.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I mean, I saw we just had that freshman tight end. Michigan just had that freshman tight end commit.
Yep. And he's actually a receiver.
He's not a tight end?
He started as a tight end, but they moved him to slot.
Okay. Yeah, because he's only 208,
they
said. So he's pretty lean. I was like, yeah, that's a pretty big receiver. 6'4", 208. That's good size, boy.
Yeah,
I like it.
They lined him up more like in the slot towards the end of the year.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Little Loveland action.
And it's the same OC.
Yeah. That's insane. I mean, it's going to always will be. You know what I mean? It's always going to be. That person's going to go with, which is exciting too about like the NFL. Does that give us an opportunity to get like the Ravens offensive coordinator or not that we necessarily want the Ravens or, you know, whomever else I just want to get the best fucking guy available. They're like best fit, not even necessarily the best, like who, I don't know who the best guy is.
Yeah, you
know
what I mean?
We have no idea, but
I'm on the McDonald train just because he most likely will be wearing buffs on the sideline.
Straight up.
And I'm all about that.
I know. I love that. I'd love that too.
We could go 0-17 mm-hmm. as long as he's wearing those.
As long as he looks dope.
Yeah.
As long as he looks dope, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, dude, I don't know. I mean, they kept talking about, but the thing is too, like one of the things I was listening to on the way here was are there gonna be people that don't want to come here because of what Dan Campbell's saying, how he doesn't know if he's gonna be the play caller next year or not?
Like, I think that's why you want to finish the coaching search quick, because that I think that'll clear up who's going to be the play caller. Because if you bring Mike McDonald here, you're not bringing him here to just like
McDaniel,
whatever. Yeah. You're not bringing him here to just like babysit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, absolutely.
Like he's going to be calling the plays. Yeah.
I would like to think anyone who comes here is coming here with the intent of being the play caller. But when you have Dan Campbell, you know, he was asked that question, do you plan on calling the plays next year? He was like, I don't know. You know, but then again, he might be saying, I don't know from a perspective of, well, if we get a dope ass play caller, absolutely not. But we have someone who's going to be, because the guys they've interviewed have not been like, they interviewed like they're interviewing the passing game coordinator for the Seahawks. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, is that?
See, in that case, I think Dan Campbell's calling the plays.
Yeah.
But if they hire, you know, a high profile hire who is actually good, Dan Campbell's not calling the plays.
Right. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how, the thing is too, that person who comes in here has to learn, they're the ones that are going to have to learn the verbiage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not like you're coming here and you're going to expect all these players to just learn this one guy's new verbiage. I wonder if that's how that works. You know, I mean, yeah. They come in here, I have my playbook and this is how we're going to do it. Learn all new calls.
I don't think so. I wouldn't think so. I mean, if you are coming into this job thinking you're going to change everything, mm-hmm. you're crazy.
Yeah.
Because this has been the top offense for what, like four seasons now?
Yeah. At least three.
Three, and the first season before the three, that's when you were blossoming.
Right, huh?
Like in the second half of the season, mm-hmm. That's where you were launching.
You went on a run. And
then the next three seasons, you went on to be like one of the top offenses in the league. So if you're coming in here thinking you're just going to like change everything, you're insane.
That's insane.
This is not an offense that you come in and change everything. No. This is an offense that you come and you add your stuff mm-hmm. on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I mean, yeah, you're coming in here to, you know, put on, exactly, you're just putting on toppings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're
putting on the frosting.
Yeah,
cake is there.
Yeah, exactly.
The cake is there. We got the yellow cake.
We already got
the yellow cake.
Exactly.
We need the frosting.
Yeah, just frost this hoe.
That good Costco frosting,
that good
too.
Costco
not that fluffy French shit.
Unless you want to do that glaze. We can do a glaze, too. If you want to do a glaze on it, that's fine.
Yeah.
No, but I think that this has to be a super desirable offensive coordinator job with the weapons that we have here. But I don't think they're going to hire it quick. I think they're going to wait until after the Super Bowl.
Hmm.
I mean, I really could because there might be someone on that Super Bowl team that's your best bet.
I mean, that's still not waiting too long. Just, you still have a couple months in between that and the draft.
Yeah, for sure. I think that, but it's still a month away from now.
Yeah.
Which would be, that means baseball's right around the corner. Springtime, baby. Springtime. Happy camper. Happy camper. I don't know, man. I don't want to wish my winter away, but here we are.
Smoke show last week was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Malachi said he had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was he?
He was good.
Was he
good? He was good. He had a good set. I am an idiot, and at the end of the show when I was doing the closing,
mm-hmm.
I said that Stuart Huff was in 2 weeks, but Stuart Huff is this week.
Okay. We have to find a time machine. Yeah. This Thursday?
This Thursday, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Yeah, I saw them.
If you were at the show and you're listening to this,
mm-hmm.
it is this Thursday.
This Thursday.
Not next Thursday.
Not next.
If you know everyone else that was at the show, please contact them.
And let them know. How was the turnout?
It was pretty good.
Was it good?
It was a pretty good turnout.
Good.
Yeah, it was like a pretty
good
turnout.
God, I hope we
get
some people for, maybe also get some folks for Huff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that guy. He's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Who is he bringing anyone?
No.
Oh, who's opening for him?
We can talk about that.
Okay. Whatever. What else was I going to say? God damn it, I just had something lined up. It was so fucking poignant, too. It was going to be, they might have wrote about it, I might have written a new Bible about it. Oh, I got a thing today about going to a comedy festival and filling out a thing for a comedy festival in Rhode Island, and I was like, Rhode Island?
Wait, was it Rogues Island? Was it that?
No. This one was in Providence, Rhode Island, and I was like, Rhode Island? The fuck is Rhode Island? And I was like, holy shit, yeah, dude, Rhode Island. You ever hear about anything about Rhode Island? And you're like, oh yeah, that's the state. That's right, dude. When was the last time you even? I haven't thought about that in ages since the last time I looked at a map. It's so cute and tiny over there in the little corner between Boston and New York. I went and looked it up. It's right between Boston and New York.
Yeah. How many cities are in Rhode Island? Like three?
I don't know. Like, I'd say no more than that.
Is it like, I feel like Rhode Island is just like the Metro Detroit area.
Yeah. I think it kind of is. I mean, when I looked at the city, I couldn't tell the difference between, there didn't have state lines on it. So I was like, is it literally just a road? And I was like, it's spelled weird. No, but it was, it cracked me up and I was like, Rhode Island. Oh yeah, the state.
I feel like, what are we at, 51 states?
No, we're still at 50, friend.
Oh, we're at 50?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Puerto Rico's still trying.
But I was going to say, what, Puerto Rico's not a state yet?
No, not yet.
That's kind of fucked up.
I know.
I say, okay, all right, this is what I propose. Either New York or Massachusetts absorbs Rhode Island,
mm-hmm.
and then we make Puerto Rico a state.
I'm down.
So that way we can stay at the even 50 number.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. But what do we do with our electoral votes? Who cares? Never mind. I don't care. No, I don't even care.
Well, I mean, they're Hispanic, so clearly they're voting for Trump.
Right. No shit. God damn. I'm not even going there. It was just making me mad again. Yeah, I think I'm going to go back. I don't want to dive back into it, but I do get legitimately excited thinking about a new play caller coming to the Lions that is like, I like the Mike McDaniel type, but I want to make sure that it's the Mike McDaniel doesn't like let his guys dance on the sidelines with headphones on during the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would imagine it's going to be that one because I feel like whatever was happening in Miami was was him just being like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Right. Yeah. I mean, he was fucking doomed from jump.
He was like that. He's like that substitute teacher that walks into the class and immediately is just like, oh, there's no controlling this. Yeah. Then you just start trying to be like, their friend.
Yeah, dude. That's exactly what
you're just
it was.
Like you're just in self-preservation mode.
Dude, he gave strong substitute teacher vibe. Yeah, dude, it's very much so. But he was there for a long time, like he was a permanent sub.
Yeah.
I want someone creative, dude. I want someone who like sees like has been dreaming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So maybe it is one of these young dudes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe it is one of these guys. You let him play, you know, call the plays and earn his we might have an okay enough offense that we can let an offensive coordinator stumble through his first couple games as a play caller.
Well, I mean, Ben Johnson didn't call the plays at first.
No, it took a full year.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you can, I mean, if you bring somebody in that is kind of like in that same kind of mold, just let Dan Campbell just do one more season of calling the plays.
Right.
And let them sit there in the wings and watch and learn. And then, you know, if you feel comfortable enough, then give them the reins.
Right. Yeah, maybe that's it. And maybe that's how he brings, because that's what he did with Ben.
Yeah, I mean, people were like, it's so funny because I saw people talking about David Blau.
Yeah.
And then like 25 minutes later, Washington Redskins hired him.
Yeah, hired David Blau. I saw that too. And I was just like, oh, we interviewed him though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got an interview with him.
Yeah.
And he was like, thanks, fellas. Thanks for the fleet private jet. That was cool. Dude, if I was doing an interview, my whole fucking family would be coming with me.
Well, that's what kids on recruiting trips do.
Yeah, dude, we're all jumping
on the plane. LeBron knew he was going to the NBA. He was still going on recruiting trips.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, I'll go to Central Michigan and miss school. Yeah. LeBron's on campus today? Yeah, LeBron and Chris Kaman dominating the MAC. Oh, that's great. I remember being in college when he was in high school and people being like, no, I think he's going to go to Ohio State. And I was
that's where he would have went.
Yeah. And I was like, no, he won't. Like, this guy is skying, dude. He's not going. He's going to the NBA.
Yeah.
He's going to the
NBA.
If
he did go to college, though, he was going to go to Ohio State.
That's what they're saying.
If KG went to college, he was going to Michigan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That would have been a sick team.
That would have been a nasty
team.
That
was the Robert Traylor team.
Yeah, dude. That would have been a good team. That would have been a really good team because that team was good.
Yeah. They were just missing the Kevin Garnett.
Yeah. That's all they needed.
They were like the Fab Five without Weber.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Garner would have been Juwan and Weber.
Well, I mean, Robert Traylor was the Juwan.
Yeah, but I mean, he could have been. I mean, dude, Garnett was so nasty.
Yeah.
They used to talk about how he'd get psyched up during games and shit and how he'd just start talking like, I know what you said about my mother type shit. You know what I mean? Like, and people would be like, shut up. Like, I apparently got old. Like, it was like, come on, man.
I used to get him and Paul Pierce's podcast clips a lot.
Uh-huh.
I don't really get them anymore for some reason, but like, their podcast is great.
Is it?
Yeah, it's so good.
Is that the one where they talked about him shitting his pants?
That's just lore. Okay. I don't think they've ever talked about that, but like KG, oh, what the fuck was he talking about? He was talking about something that was fucking hilarious one time. One time he was talking about like the only player that he hated like playing against.
Mm-hmm.
It was Rashid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like, I hated playing against Rashid.
Because mm-hmm, he was so long.
Because he could body you up, mm-hmm. and then you had to guard him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they said Rashid was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, they said it was like, you just like...
Because he could do anything.
He
could take you outside, he could post you up.
Yeah. Is he a Hall of Famer?
I don't know, man. Like, I think he could have put up numbers that would easily put him in.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that
for so many fucking games.
I don't know that his numbers are going to justify putting him in,
mm-hmm.
maybe the fact that he has a ring might get him in.
Yeah.
Personally, I think he should be in.
Yeah. I think, I mean,
myself, personally, yeah. my opinion, he yeah. should be in.
My dude was a nightmare.
But I think his numbers might not, they might be like right at the cusp of mm-hmm. what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And that might be enough reason for them to keep him out.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I saw a thing when I was out west. They're talking about how the Grizzlies are open to try moving Ja.
Yeah. They're talking about Milwaukee's, I think, is in the rumors.
Really?
Yeah. In the rumor mill. Milwaukee's falling apart.
Yeah.
Giannis needs to just get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on up there. I mean, didn't they just win a title?
Yeah. Not 2 years just, ago? No, a couple 3 years ago? Well, maybe 3 or 4.
Oh, okay.
But Giannis, it's so funny because Giannis keeps saying, like, I'm going to leave. And then he like has a meeting with the Bucks. Like, okay, I'm going to stay.
Yeah. They're like, they must have something on him.
I don't know, man. He just needs to get the fuck out of there. Yeah. Milwaukee's not building shit.
They really aren't. I mean, it's, it is kind of. I mean, you got to think, though, they have two franchises there. They have the Brewers and the Bucks.
Yeah.
And beyond that, it's...
Well, you got the Packers.
The Packers, but it's another, what, hour and a half, 2 hours north, maybe. But still, so you have the... Those are the three mainstays there. Of those, I feel like basketball would be the least desirable for Minnesotans yeah. to... Or Wisconsinites to Wisconsin's to be into. Wisconsin's would be into. But you'd think that you'd get so many other folks from the states outside there that have no pro sports, like the Dakotas and Iowa and all yeah. that. I mean, there's a ton of basketball.
Well,
out
you
there.
Still got to get through Minnesota to get to the Dakotas, right?
Yeah, that's true. They'd probably be Wolves fans, right?
Yeah, they'd probably be Timberwolves fans.
Yeah, so the Bucks are just isolated, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe they get some of the UP. Poor guys.
Didn't Wisconsin wants the UP, don't they?
Everyone wants the UP, bro.
Over my cold dead hands.
Over my cold dead body, dude. No fucking way.
Yeah.
I mean, unless the price is right. And then we'll talk.
And then we can go to the table.
Yeah, we can talk at the table. But I'm not paying out of state taxes on my multiple properties up there. I won't do that. I won't. I'll sell everything. I don't care. I own half of it. Could you imagine? Owning property somewhere and being like, I can affect legislation with my property rights. Like, Jesus Christ. Fuck all that shit. I got a call from the one and only Ian Rad August Givens while we were on the podcast.
Yeah.
I almost picked it up, but we were right in the middle of something hot. I don't want to bring him into it.
He probably, I don't know, he might have called me. My phone's back there, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Should I call him? No, I'll wait till after the podcast.
Well, I don't know if he called me. My phone's back over there. Oh, okay. I can't see it. Because of my privacy screen, I can't see it.
Oh, yeah. Everything stays so private.
I have to have that screen on there.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I open my Instagram, like 70% of the time when I open Instagram, it's just ass.
Yeah.
Like big, hairy white
butts.
Man ass. Yeah.
Butts. I wonder why your algorithm's so weird. As soon as I open Instagram, it's just hairy butts.
Yeah, or like some guy at the gym doing like the thigh abductors mm-hmm.
yeah.
and clearly not wearing underwear.
Yeah, just let it hang.
Camera just like right.
Nice little showpiece.
Like right there, yeah.
Yeah, I can dig it. I can dig it. Yeah, I don't watch a whole lot of gym videos, so that's probably not going to fall into my thing. I did watch a go on a big dirt bike race crashes.
Yeah.
You know, where they pile up. And, like, all those dudes end up running over other dudes, and dudes, like, kind of ramp over them. Always cracks me up.
Is that, like, the Benny Hill music?
Like Keystone Cops, yeah. Benny Hill, yeah.
Just put that music over one of those scenes.
Yeah, it's usually, like, just thrash metal. Yeah, it's usually just thrash.
Yeah, I would do that, but I feel like there's not really a way to find out if, like, somebody actually died. In
right. That's why another good one is skateboard crashes. Those are good ones. Usually people survive a skateboard crash. Dirt bike races, I don't think anyone really gets killed.
Yeah, but still, I don't want to put some, like, goofy music over, like, a video where you're watching someone die.
Like, some guy parkouring off of a, you know, the Empire State Building.
Yeah, you're watching death and dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, the circus music comes on.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah, Ringling Brothers. Yeah, those fucking, Shriners with the fucking hats and the little go-karts.
Their little go-karts, tiny cars.
You just, like, superimpose them over the fucking crash. Use AI to get them in there. Like, as all the dirt bikes are just piling up, you just have the little Shriners, like fucking Mario Kart.
Yeah, I think I figured out a way to, I think all AI should have, like, the Albert Einstein tongue out photo in it. So everyone knows the watermark. AI. Yeah. Yeah, the watermark. There should be an AI watermark.
Or the watermark should be Allen Iverson.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Oh. It 100% should be.
Yeah, the watermark is just a little picture of Allen Iverson in the corner.
Are you sure this is AI? Yeah, dude, the answer's up in the corner. Oh, yeah, there he is. Okay, cool, yeah. I wanted to make sure. Yeah, all the hands looked really funny at first. That's why I can tell it's the answer. Oh, dude. I'm like, I know everyone's adopting ChatGPT.
Yeah. ChatGPT sucks now.
Yeah, it's not for me.
No, the new version sucks. Like, yeah. It's sucked ever since version 5.
Really?
Version 5 has been dog shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
And they don't let you default to the old one. Like, you can still choose the old one, mm-hmm. but you can't default to the old one, so right. you have to remember to constantly change it. And if right. you don't remember to change it, it talks to you like some fucking asshole middle manager.
Yeah.
Like it uses all that, like, jargon
yeah.
bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I don't want this.
Right.
Like, give me the old one that talked to me like I'm its bro.
Right.
You like know?
Me and him are cool.
Yeah.
Like, we've known each other for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like this authoritative one.
Yeah, give me the one that's like, you know, that's like, that's cap. You yeah, know, I want yeah, that chat
yeah,
GPT.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want the chat GPT. It's like, as soon as I ask somebody, it just goes dope.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the little bubbles come up.
Hell yeah.
Because I tried it, and I was trying to use it to book my trip to Vegas. And I did it, and I was just like, okay, well, that seems like a good number. And then I did it myself, and I was just like, oh, $400 less. Cool. I'm going to go it this way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, this isn't really saving me any money or time. I just got really, really frustrated. I want to flush my phone down the toilet.
Yeah. Yesterday, I was trying to learn to use the I don't have Adobe Premiere anymore. Mm-hmm. It's on Linux now. I mean, I can get it, but I'd have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. But Linux has so many, like, open source programs that are like just as good.
Mm-hmm.
So I downloaded a program called DaVinci Resolve.
Uh-huh.
And I was like trying to like learn how to use it yesterday. And I was using ChatGPT and just the most simple bullshit took me the entire night.
Right.
And then I finally just got frustrated and said, fuck you, ChatGPT. And just went to Google. 5 minutes I did what I was trying to do.
That's yeah, dude. I think ChatGPT is fucking with us.
I think it's good for, like, coding.
Yeah.
Like, for coding shit. But even then, you have to, like, do it the right way.
Right.
Because if you tell it, like, hey, just make a game,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be very good.
Right.
But if you ask it to do little parts.
And then put those little parts together.
And then put the little parts together yourself, then you'll get a much better result.
So if you were to torrent it, almost?
Well, no.
Oh, damn.
It's a little different. I mean, I see where you're going, with it. Huh? I see where you're going with it, yeah. But it's not like
it's
that.
It's not like that, though. Fucking no. One day, dude.
No.
I like to think my 50s are dedicating to technology.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's like if you have a website, right? Instead of saying, make this website, you would say, make the menu bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Or make a menu bar.
Right, right, right.
And then you would put that into the website. And, mm-hmm. then you'd be like, make a sidebar.
Right.
And then you put that in. Like, you have it piecemeal it for
right,
you.
Right, right, right. It probably makes it a little easier, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah, it does make it easier for you because once you start, like, yesterday, I was just trying to make a mask around a window to make it look like it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept giving me the philosophy of why you would do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be like, before we go on, answer one of these two questions for me. And I would answer the question, and then it would go into more philosophy of why you would do that. I'd be like, all right, we're ready to go now. Tell me answer these two questions, and I'll start cooking it up for you. And I answered the questions, and it was like, more philosophy. I was like, brother.
Yeah.
Brother in Christ. Mm-hmm. Just tell me how to fucking do this.
Right. Yeah. I don't. And you had a point to tell me, like, you're like, you have to talk to it. Like, explain it to me like I'm a second grader.
Yeah.
And I did that and I still didn't get it. So I was.
Well, okay. I will say this. Version 5
mm-hmm.
sucks because that's what I did with this mm-hmm. video thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just. It
just kept giving me the same diagnostic
dude, that's what it was for me. Yeah. It was just like, stop, tell me how to do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was fucking.
I was like, I just want my boy to make dope beats with his MPC player. And all the stuff's right here. It's all the same stuff Alex has got. It's all right here. Nothing's recording. He's talking into the mic with the record button clicked. Nothing's recording. The line's moving. Everything's going the right way except for the sound.
Yeah.
So we'll have to figure something out. I have to have you stop by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, you can make a dope beat while you're there if you want. Let you program some drums. And that's the thing, too. Apparently, he can, like, use that to record his own beat and make that the drum beat that he does. He just hit his snare.
That's what Dilla did.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Like, Dilla had his own, like, little... He had the drum pieces. He didn't have, like, a drum kit.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just hold it up to the microphone and just boom. That's how he would get his kick.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he could do that. I'd be like, I'll be holding his kick up.
Yeah.
He'll be trying to kick it. Big dummy. So what else? What do you got going up? Do you have any shows coming up or anything?
No, we still got 15 minutes.
No, do we?
Yeah.
We're on time, brother. That's excellent. I was hoping to get a little extra time with my friend tonight. Did you apply to any festivals?
Not yet. Not this year. I don't know if I will this year. I'm kind of like festivaled out. Yeah. And it's like pretty expensive.
Yeah, dude. I mean, even if you were getting money, it's still...
I don't think I can say it yet, so I'm not going to say which one, but I am doing a festival in these next couple months.
Right. Yeah, but it has been...
But I applied to that last year, though.
Right. Okay. Okay.
But that's the only festival I have for this year so far, is the one that's coming up in a couple months.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have... I have a show lined up, but I'm not going to ever do a festival. Like, I thought about, like, even if I'm in Vegas, like, walking around strangers, I'm just like, ugh. Like, it's not even the strangers or the germophobia or anything like that.
I'll say that, I mean, about,
like, I don't like being, like, alone in a hotel.
See, I love that.
I think I do. I think I love parts of it. I love parts of it, but I don't know, man.
No, dude,
It was weird.
Honestly, a lot of times with these festivals, if you took the comedy out of it and it was just the hotel part of it, I'd be like, this was fucking awesome.
Yeah, this was a great vacation. This was a great vacation. Dude, I found out my dad's uncle, lived in a hotel. He lived in, I can't remember what hotel it was, down in Old Town Vegas.
Yeah.
And he was, I think he was at the Fremont.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was, my dad said he thinks he might have been a shill for him, which is just like a poker pro.
Yeah.
Or a regular poker player there would be like, that motherfucker's winning too much money, go steal some of it back from him. But he was like the guy that just got everything comped. And that was when you could still get everything comped in Vegas. So he just, you know, knew where to throw money. But my dad was talking about, he goes, you'd be walking around and this dude was like 5'4". And everyone would be like, Mr. Mahar. My dad, like, turn and look at him because he was only like 29 first time he went to Vegas. And he was like, Mr. Mahar. And he'd be like, he'd say the guy's name. He fucking knew everybody. He goes, I felt like the king of fucking Vegas for 24 hours. And he goes, then Ronnie was like, all right, go have fun. And he was like, I realize I don't know how to have fun in Vegas without Uncle Ronnie. So I went and hung out with your mother for a little bit. And I was like, what do we do? What do we do in Vegas?
Yeah, I don't know. Being in like the being on the road and in the hotels like that, it makes me feel like I'm in the Rat Pack.
Okay. Yeah.
Specifically, Ocean's 11, the Rat Pack. Ocean's 11.
Yeah. I can dig it. Yeah, you're getting away with something.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
Yeah,
I can dig it. Do you usually stay at a pretty nice hotel?
Not all the time. I mean, last couple times I was in Indianapolis, I was in like really fucking terrible hotel. Like not the last time I was in Indianapolis, but two times ago, I posted like where I was staying on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know David Brooks?
Yeah.
He commented. He's like, bro, why didn't you message me? I would have told you where to go.
You're like, I don't know, man. I kind of like it. I just found a Snickers.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not always in good, like, nice ass places. I mean, I try not to be in like fucking like human trafficking places, but like, I mean, it's happened a couple times, but I try to like maybe every third time I'll be like, all right, I'm gonna get a good one this time. Mm-hmm. You know what
I mean? Yeah. We don't have many though. Do you have any shows booked? I mean, are you doing? Are you going to are you writing right now?
Nothing out of town yet. I mean, I've been starting to like get some dates, but like all local shit.
Yeah.
I haven't really tried out of town yet.
Yeah.
The furthest thing that I've got out of town right now, I think, is like Ann Arbor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm putting all my eggs in the podcast basket, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I'm just going to go hard. You know how good I am at like promoting this stuff? You know how I've been good at it for like the last 8 years. Have we been doing this for 8 years?
Yeah, we have.
How fucking dumb is that?
And we still don't have anybody listening.
Imagine, like, I think one of us has to die. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it. It makes more sense if you do it. But I would do it for this podcast. But, I mean, honestly, you probably should.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I feel like if I like, died, like, unexpectedly, it would be, like the local Michigan version of, like, the Harris Whittles thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I mean, not too many people outside of Michigan know me, but, mm-hmm. like, Michigan comics would be like, oh, my. Like, all of a sudden, I would be, like, the best comic. You know what I mean? Right. Like, all of a sudden, everybody would be remembering me, like, oh, he was, like, one of the top five comics.
I'd be at your eulogy being like, a lot of these motherfuckers talked a lot of shit. Yeah. If Alex was a top five, why weren't you booking him? Making, like, mean eye contact. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't have shows every weekend. He was that good, huh? Oh, my. I'd be all indignant. Your grandma in the corner crying.
Well, she's dead now. So.
Well, oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, probably be your mom then. I'd be like, me and Alex would have loved that. With her crying. I hated it.
I mean, to be fair, a lot of that, like not having a show every weekend, a lot of it's my fault.
That's true. That's valid.
I just don't reach out to people.
Not as your eulogy, it's not. You should have been reaching out to him every fucking day.
That's my thing for this year. I'm going to force myself to reach out to people.
Yeah. Well, you already have a pretty decent stable of fucking folks you can reach out to, and you run a show.
Yeah. I mean, I know I can reach out to people. It's just, I don't know. I just have this weird thing in my head where I'm just like, I don't want to fucking bother you.
I know. It's too, you're from the Midwest. That's why. That's all.
So I just sit here idly waiting for you to remember me.
I'll never forget you, bro.
Just looking out my window as it rains.
After you, yeah, and the AI, water the AI just... keeps fucking the rain up. And you get all pissed off. It's so like you can't get it right.
It's raining side, like it's going sideways, right, like it's going horizontal.
There's no wind. No wind. No wind. And fuck. I need the trees to move a little. Yeah, I think that, I don't know, dude. I'd like to think my eulogy is going to be fucking, my funeral is going to be a fucking blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I'd like to think people are going to show up and be like.
It's going to be a celebration.
Yeah, a celebration of life, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm basically going to have a black lady's funeral, I think.
I think, I my family doesn't do this, but I think I'm going to, I think I want to be cremated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a will?
No, I don't.
Let's do that.
I probably should do that.
We can just do it on here. I think if we say it on here.
If we just say
Alex gets my kids. I get Alex's PS5.
Well, we'll talk about that one.
I get all of Keith's guns.
That's fine. I don't care about that one.
Okay. Good. That's why I like going to these doctors all the time. They're all like, "Do you keep guns in the house?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah. So many guns." They're like, "Do you really?" I'm like, "No. Not really." No, hate him. Not a fan.
I don't know. The way things are going, I'm kind of starting to think maybe I should go learn to fucking shoot guns.
Maybe we should, dude. Maybe that's our next bonding experience. You know, maybe. Maybe that's the BSI company picnic.
Maybe. That could be the...
I think it could be the BSI and company picnic. Target Sports or something like that.
Well, we already missed the Christmas party.
I know.
So it would have to either be like the MLK Day party, mm-hmm. but like I feel like that's too close. We can't plan that fast.
That's a day of service for me anyways.
Or it could be like the Sweetest Day party.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
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 We never do it. Because
that's coming up, right? Or is that October? No, that's October.
Oh, for Valentine's. We'll do a Valentine party. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll do a Valentine party for BSI Inc. and all of their associates and all the BSites. And
We'll go to the gun range.
We'll go to the gun range.
Yeah, we can go to one of the many here right around my house.
Maybe we should just do a CPL. No, we're not going to pay them for a CPL because they'll end up shooting us. But yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. One bullet apiece.
Yeah.
Everyone go to the bathroom. Do what you want with it. Yeah, that'd be fun. Sounds like a blast, dude. No pun intended. It'd be a big fucking mess. All right, we're going to call it. I don't care what time it is. I was supposed to do a roast with Nick on Wednesday, and I had to back out. So I'm a bummer. Go to the Uncalled For Roast in at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle on Wednesday.
He asked me if I wanted to fill in for you, and I was like, what, it's in 2 days?
Yeah, no. I know. I really fucked him on this one. I feel bad. I do. But I can't do that one, so I am doing something on the 23rd with Billy Chapman at Waterford or Irish Tavern in Waterford. So come to that. That's in a couple weeks. And that'll be fun. It'll be a good time for all.
This Sunday or Saturday, I will be in East Lansing at Buddy's Pub and Grill. Show's at 8:30. We probably will record before the next show after that, but I'm just going to say it on here anyways because it's going to be too close. Mm-hmm. I will be at the Blind Pig on the 19th, which is a Monday.
Very nice.
That'll probably be the day. I think that's Martin Luther King Day. It is an
LK Day. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and then I got some more shows after that, but I'll have time to promote those later. So,
perfect. All right, Nick, God, we miss you. Skippy, maybe you're listening. Should have called you. Ian, I'll call you back when I get home. I love you guys forever and always. Alex, good show, man. Yeah, really fucking proud of how you did today. Like, you came in with right attitude. Everything was positive.